This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Today, we'll hear from Jordan Rupert of Montgomery County. Jordan and his family raise crops and cattle and are very involved in the livestock showing industry. They own and operate Legacy Farms near Nokomis.
Well, I went to Nokomis High School, and after that, I went to Lincoln Land Community College and got my associate's degree. And then from there, I transferred to SIU in Carbondale and received my bachelor's in agribusiness economics. When I came back, I've always wanted to try to find a career that I could stay close to the farm, but yet we're not big enough to be full-time on it. So that's where I was fortunate enough to land a job as a loan officer there at Security National Bank. I worked there for 7 years, and then fall of 12, I transferred to CMB Bank and Trust there in Hillsboro, and I've been there ever since. Just commercial ag loan officer there. Especially, I can do any loans, real estate, installments. But my most focus is with the ag community and with ag lending and with the farmers and everything with that. In terms of our farming operation, we farm about 400 or 500 acres of row crops, and then we have about 45 head of brood cows. We have Limousine, Limflex, and Simmental cross cattle. We specialize in the breeding aspect of it and the showing industry as well. We've been showing since for over 20 years now. All my siblings do, and now the next generation is taking up and starting to show as well.
The family will be traveling to Louisville, Kentucky at the end of the week to compete in a national livestock show.
What's coming up is the North American International Livestock Exposition Show. It's the largest show east of the Mississippi. It's held annually each November, and there would be a couple of thousand head of cattle that are competing from all across the United States to come to this show. There's two major shows in the United States when it comes to breeding aspect and breeding livestock. That is the National Western in Denver in January and the North American here in Louisville in the fall. It's one of the largest showcases to go and show off your cattle and portray what your operation is all about. And it's very highly competitive. Within the past couple of years, they've been able to do a Supreme Junior Champion. And that champion gets the use of a livestock trailer for a year, and you know, plus some monetary money, and that's involved with it too, but very minute. But it's a great opportunity to go down there and not only, like I said, represent your farm and what your program is, but also to see what every other operation is doing, what kind of genetics they're using, what's being selected in the show ring, and just a good marketing tool too to branch out a little bit besides just Illinois and see what everybody else is doing.
The North American International Livestock Exposition began on November 3rd and runs until November 20th. 10 species of livestock compete over the show's 18-day run, with beef cattle showing November 14th through the 20th. Once again, that was Jordan Rupert with Legacy Farms of Nokomis. Hamilton's Madison County Hay Auction will begin on Saturday, December 5th at 11 a.m. The auctions will be held every Saturday through mid-April, and if you have questions or would like more information, you can contact Mike Hamilton at 618-410-4293. And again, the first hay auction will be held on Saturday, December 5th at 11 a.m. The state crop report was released yesterday. Harvest is wrapping up, leaving tillage and fertilizer applications as the primary field activities. Statewide, precipitation averaged 0.49 inches, 0.14 inches below normal. The average temperature was 53.3 degrees, 7.7 degrees above normal. There were 4.9 days suitable for field work for the week ending November 8th. Topsoil moisture supply was rated at 5% very short, 21% short, 69% adequate, and 5% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply was rated at 6% very short, 29% short, 61% adequate, and 4% surplus. Winter wheat planted reached 96% compared to the 5-year average of 94%. Winter wheat emerged reached 86%, 10 percentage points ahead of the 5-year average. Winter wheat condition was rated 1% very poor, 8% poor, 31% fair, 49% good, and 11% excellent. Midwest, Southern, and East Coast lawmakers have signed an anti-renewable fuels letter to the head of the EPA. angering farm groups like the National Corn Growers Association. What's got corn growers most upset is the lawmakers come from corn-producing states, including Illinois' Robert Dold, Missouri's Billy Long, and Wisconsin's Glenn Grothman and James Sensenbrenner. National Corn Growers Association spokesperson Beth Elliott says the letter was a surprise since so many on it were thought to be friendly to ethanol, but she adds,
"Well, I still think that a lot of these people are considering ethanol to be a very highly contentious political issue. And so right now you're dealing with a president that's going into his final legacy. You know, he's getting ready to go to Paris to, have climate change, greenhouse gas talks. And a lot of these members that signed, I think 79 of them, actually deny that climate change is actually happening."
33 of the 79 hail from big oil-producing states like Texas and Colorado. The rest are from Illinois, Kansas, Kentucky, Maryland, Michigan, Missouri, North Carolina, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and Wisconsin. Elliott says the one thing that's not a surprise is the timing of the letter.
The EPA is slated to make their RVO decision by November 30th. They are under a consensual decree in order to do so by the 30th, and all signs are pointing that they'll meet that deadline. So, I mean, the timing of this letter was, you know, obviously critical to them finalizing that RVO decision.
EPA first proposed renewable volume obligations that pair some 4 billion gallons from the RFS over 3 years and 1.6 billion gallons this year alone. The agency is expected to settle on a middle ground compromise. Corn growers and pro-renewable fuel standard lawmakers argue that cutting the volumes violates the RFS statute. They add that Bloomberg News reported electronic document properties show the letter to EPA was drafted by an oil industry lobbyist. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.